H-Town, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with the Ultimate Fan Experience. I am your host, The Ultimate Fan, and today I have the man from the locker room, Landry Locker himself.
Look at you, the new gear and everything. How long did it take you, man? You got the sleeves rolled up.
Look at that, rolled up. They're actually.
Did you order that a size small, or you just filling it out like that?
I'm flexing all the way through the season, man.
You still on that 1,000-calorie diet? Are you bulk? Are you in bulk mode?
I'm not in bulk mode.
Last time I talked to you, you were on like the strict diet.
Oh yeah, 15.
Nah,
it was like
you were just bulking up.
You know, it actually went away. You know, I kind of got on the carnivore thing for a little bit, so I'm not watching any calories or whatever. But you know, a lot of meat, a lot of protein, and that's about it right now. No carbs. So, but hey, man, you know, I can't be running around like the fat guy anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're filling it out.
I'm trying to, man. Yeah, and actually, I got the size that fits me this year instead of the size smaller. So
looking good, man. You like the new gear?
I love it.
You love it.
I love it.
You like the homes?
You know, I got each one of them. I like about it. Like for instance, the home jersey. I like the logo on the back. I like how they went a little bit darker with the color. The H-Town, of course, I kind of like how they put the highlights of it or whatever. The H-Town helmet. I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
I like the red flake inside the H-Town helmet. Of course, I love the red. Just the chrome helmet is just. Helmet. I think that was everybody's favorite.
That's my favorite. I like
you
the
like
white.
The, you like the white.
Yeah, I think that's
kind of like I wore it, you know, because I know you, you know.
The Holmes, not a fan.
I mean,
not a fan. Sorry, Hannah McNair. Yeah, sorry, everybody.
Say,
not a fan.
She,
not a fan of the Holmes.
She busted
they're too
your balls
similar.
A little bit, man. I mean, you know,
they're too similar. That's
she
not
came
different.
At you.
It's not different. They're the same. And I actually think they're
it's
just
traditional,
too similar.
Man. That's she kind of stay traditional.
We need a new era.
We gotta move on.
That's gonna be the jersey of the era, though, right there.
I like the orange.
Because think about it, like CJ on the road, Kansas City. They're gonna be wearing the road jerseys. So that's gonna be. I think when we
the
go
white
back
and red clash,
and we look at like the best memories, I think that's gonna be the one.
So you dig the white? The white was your favorite out
I
of
like
all of
the
them?
White. I like all the mix. I think these players. I think the thing about this is that these players can make any uniform look good.
Right.
The bottom line is like they got a lot of style. They got a lot of swag. They're good players. Best roster under 25. So I think at the end of the day, they can make any uniform look good.
I think so too, man. So to you, man. I mean, first off, I mean. You're no longer at 6'10".
No longer.
You're doing your thing now, man. So, you know, the locker room is in full effect.
It is. The digital game. And I've been building this for a couple of years. 6'10", good to me. They allowed me to kind of build it. I think Lovie Smith said it. Sometimes divorce is a good thing. There wasn't like some sort of – like there's been a couple theories. It's like, well, Hannah McNair's mad at you. Dude. Hannah McNair's not mad at me. Like, I've actually talked to her since, and that was just about the uniforms type of thing. Plus, if she'll still talk to Lopez with what he said back in the day, like, about Bob McNair, I think she'll talk to anybody.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just best to move on, and we'll see what happens. Still talk to majority of the people there, and there wasn't like some scandal, like I'm eligible for hires, like it's that nothing happened, but
just a change in pace.
Yeah, it's all good. Shout out to 6'10".
Absolutely. Anything you're gonna miss? I know of course you're gonna miss the guys or whatever,
well,
but I mean
of course you miss it because you know you're talking for 4 hours, you're vertical teasing, horizontal teasing, all the goofy, dorky radio fundamentals. You miss that. And you also kind of miss like you look at where the Texans were like when the show started in 2016, 17, whatever it was, and to where it is now. We went through some rough times.
Yeah.
We went through COVID.
Absolutely.
We went through Easterby. Yeah. We went through Coley. We went through Lovie Smith. We went through a bunch of tough times. So kind of fun to be able
it's
to
kind of be on the upside of the hill this time.
Enjoy it. But the digital game, I think that's where the future is. I think they know that over there as well. So we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for it, man. I love the new show. You know, Locker Room is really cool, man. I'm, you know, you're getting to go out right now. You're, you know, been out of training camp and seeing the boys do their thing. You know, I'm kind of eager myself to get out there tomorrow and see how everything is going.
They got a seat roped off for you. I saw it as I left today. All those people, all those people waiting in line
reserved for Ultimate.
I saw like a right there. It's at the 50-yard line. It's just like a circle. It's
nice.
Ultimate fan.
I can't wait then. Now you know. I mean, it's probably going to be in the rain, but it's okay. I don't need any.
Well, there's it's covered, man.
Oh, they got
you'll
it covered.
Yeah, you'll be covered.
That's
you're good,
man.
Yeah,
that's
you'll be good. You know they'll look out for you.
So you know, training camp, man. What have you seen so far that you're liking from the boys?
So I think it's been a good camp. The defense has probably gotten a little more of the offense. I think there's a little more install. The biggest takeaway for me, Stephon Diggs is that dude.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs is that dude. He looks fantastic. He looks phenomenal. They seem to gravitate toward him as a leader.
Right.
So I think your wide receivers are going to be elite. I'm a little bit concerned about the run game. Joe Mixon, I think he's moving around okay.
Okay.
But he's been on the sidelines, so we don't really see Mixon, and there's running back depth. But I think as far as passing, you're going to be good. Stephon Diggs, that dude. Tank Dell looks great. Nico Collins.
How's Cam looking?
How's who looking?
Cam Akers.
He's moving. He got his name on his jersey today.
I saw that.
Yeah, so he's officially official. He got his name on his jersey. He got his first team reps. He's moving a little bit.
Okay.
Don't know what Cam Akers is going to be. I think he's probably going to get an opportunity in the Hall of Fame game.
Okay.
And that's where he could kind of separate himself. I think that's going to be the running back game. And then on the edge, Will Anderson, he's 261.
Right.
Okay, so he gained 15 pounds. He went from 246 to 261.
Man.
Said that he was tired of getting roughed up.
Yeah.
He looks little next to Danielle Hunter, though.
Really?
Yeah, like, well, Danielle, I mean, Hunter, like, Danielle Hunter's
vascular,
got arms like
dude.
You, dude.
He's vascular.
Danielle Hunter, like, goes up there, and he's looking huge. But I think the edge guys are going to be scary. I think you've got elite edge guys and elite receivers. And then we'll see what happens with the secondary. The secondary is going to be interesting. Stingley looks like he did at the end of last year. Lassiter's a starter.
Right.
So Lassiter's already going to be the starting corner. They haven't even tried to mess with that. So those are the things that have stuck out. And then you got this new kickoff
thing.
I see
D'Amico's happy about him. You know,
he's a D'Amico guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's a D'Amico guy.
And you know, like you said, the new kickoff, you know, I mean, we're going to go with the XFL, UFL kind of thing.
Weird, man.
It is weird, you know.
But you got to get in that seat early.
Yeah.
Now, you're always – I'll give you credit here. Because there's a lot of fans. I'm not going to name any names. You know who you are.
Shout out to
Enough Said Tailgate, all them. But a lot of times they would be late arriving. And I don't blame you.
Right.
But like
the drinks are free in the tailgate.
Yeah,
man,
2021, 2022, you know, it's like, hey, let's have another drink and then we'll make it midway first quarter.
Right.
You're always like, I got to get there like
all
an
there.
Hour before. You've been like that from the jump.
So the
new kickoff might get some people like, because Houston has a reputation of a late arriving crowd.
Right.
Now you got to be in your seat because you don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So you just got to do the same thing.
Oh, you know I'm going to be there.
You just got to do what you've been doing.
I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm still in the same seat. Actually, my ticket is good already. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm ready to go.
How much did they jack those up, man?
Whew,
no, I
want
to.
I mean,
lot, like three figures.
It's not three figures, but it's getting there to the point where it's like, you know, it's kind of pricey.
You know,
but
wait
I mean,
till they pay CJ.
Yeah.
Wait till they pay CJ.
Dude, don't remind me, man. I mean, I know it's
2 years
it's gonna,
away. It's
you know,
two years away.
I like being in that seat just to be able to talk trash to the opposing team. I mean, me and Baker Mayfield got into it last year at the Tampa Bay game, and I think I had a little bit to do with him coming out angry. And
that's why
he
played well against him, because he likes to talk trash. So I'm going to blame you. If they'd lost that game.
No, we didn't. You know why we didn't lose that game? Because CJ ran it back in 47 seconds.
But Baker threw a touchdown with like 40-something left because you ticked him off.
And I'm glad. You know what? And I was able to see him cry on the way in as he was coming, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, take that, buddy. Go home with that L.
I don't think that's what you said. I don't think that's what it
sounded like.
No,
you're right. But, you know, I'm trying to keep this a little PG, but there were other words, you know, especially when he came up there and he was like, I think the first thing he told me, he's like, yeah, he goes, I always knew that bitches wore makeup, right? It's like the first thing he said to me, and I was like, he came in and my words was, you know, and bitches always lose as he came in, you know, and it was like one of those things, man. I wasn't like going to let him just dog me, you know, like, okay, man, you have your thing and I've got mine. So I was like a Baker Mayfield, you know, and the thing about it was I kind of ran by him at Super Bowl when we were at the Honors Awards ceremony, and I can't believe he didn't say anything to me.
He probably would have laughed.
I don't know if he would have laughed, man.
He wasn't happy,
you know. I don't know, he really wasn't happy with me, but I mean, it was like one of those conversations back and forth that was heated. But, you know, the ultimate experience for me was watching his face, that big sad mug on his.
That was a crazy game.
It was a great game too, man.
I mean, the kicker goes down, and then you have Tank on the sidelines and Tank in the back of the end zone. I mean, that was
Tank
insane.
Did his thing. That I mean, that toe touch game. Alone, just dragging that toe was.
Yeah, it was Nuke Hopkins like. You remember when you almost felt guilty because Nuke would catch it on the sidelines and you would be like, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh yeah,
look at this freeze frame. Yeah. And just
you feel like a jerk every time you doubt it, but it happened all the time. That was what that Tank was like.
Missed that guy too. Missy Hop, man.
He's an enemy now.
He is.
You gotta talk crap to him. Could you do that? Would you do that for the betterment of the team?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I would talk crap because he's such a nice guy. I mean, he's wearing the Oilers uniforms, brother. But he doesn't wear it here. You know, I mean, if they wear it here, I pity him if they wear it here. I really do. If they decide to wear those jerseys here, you're right. If they do, I will dog him if they wear that stuff in the stadium.
You gotta get at him.
You know, Cal, don't worry. I got you on that side. I got a little game for you, man. Okay. We've been doing some trivia. We've been doing things. This one we're going to do a little different. It's called Heads Up. There is some names on these cards here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to lift it to my head. And you're going to have to describe the person on this card. And I'm going to have to name the name from the way you describe.
Okay.
So we're going to start this off.
I can't say jersey numbers or anything, can I? Is that cheating?
No jersey numbers.
I'm just trying to get the edge here. Yeah. All right.
Let's see what we can do here. All right. Number one.
Former general manager, argued with Bill O'Brien a lot.
Jack Easterby.
Good general manager. Actually drafted well in the first round. Really, really good in the first round.
I'm trying to think.
Came from Denver.
I can't think of his name.
You just say pass, right?
Pass.
Yeah.
All right. We'll pass.
Rick Smith.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Next one.
RIP, legend, the founder, brought football back to Houston.
Bob McNair.
Yes, sir.
All right. Next.
Crazy, headbutt, bleeding.
Oh, Brian Cushing.
There you go. False start. Good left tackle, Pro Bowl.
Oh.
Bald.
Laramie Tunsil.
True. I shouldn't have started with false start. Yeah. No disrespect, Laramie. I apologize.
It's okay, Laramie. All of them do it.
It's all good, man.
All of them do it.
It sticks out.
Here you go.
Same position as Laramie. Left us. Perhaps the best left tackle in franchise history, Virginia Tech.
Brown.
There you go.
All right. Here we go, man. We're going to pass it to you, and I'm going to see what I can do here.
All right. Here we go. Okay. All right. Five. All right. Here we go. Ready? Go.
Oh, one of the cool quarterbacks. Ankle injury.
Matt Schaub.
There you go. Oh man, guy that just literally got kicked out of town.
Jack Easterby.
There you go.
POS.
POS. Oh, we ran him out of town. Quarterback gave him away. Literally, but they bought
Brock
him back.
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. And let's see here. The man from 6'10 himself decided to go on his own.
Oh, Landry Locker.
There you go.
Okay. That's five. Okay.
Switch it up.
Oh,
we're going to switch it up. Go round two.
Yeah, there you go. Well, all right. Let me make sure I got it.
Round two. Let's see what we got here. Ready?
Oh, one of the worst Texans ever, but one of the best safeties ever. Number
Ed
20.
Reed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Double chin, angry king.
Double chin, angry king. My gosh.
Head coach. Jack Easterby's right hand man.
This is Cully?
No.
Oh, right hand. Jack Easterby's right hand.
No,
man.
Before that. From Penn State. No, the teapot. Bill O. Yelling at Tom Brady.
Bill O'Brien, yeah, double chin.
You've erased that from your mind.
That, oh, yeah. I hate that. Yeah.
You've erased that from your mind.
We don't talk about Bill O'Brien around me.
That's good.
I mean, after the Kansas City game, dude, I just never want to speak that name
again.
I'm
jealous. He's actually a pretty good guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not bad.
I think Coob's better.
Oh, come on. That's not even close. Like, come on. Shout out to Kubiak.
Right here.
Number one overall pick. Thought it was going to be Vince Young or Reggie Bush. It ended up being
Mario Williams.
There you go.
All right, one more. Here we go.
Cap.
Oh, this is this is D'Amico.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Round two for you. Final round. Here we go.
All right.
All right. The best fan of the Houston Texans.
Ultimate fan.
There we go.
Wait, Debbie the Texan.
Ah! The dude's got arms for days. I mean, just Daniel huge. Hunter? There you go. Oh, man. He's a Browns
Deshaun
quarterback.
Watson?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I kind of should have not answered that so I could get some more hints. No, you might have gone somewhere we can't go.
All right. First quarterback for the Houston Texans.
David Carr.
There you go. Bum son.
Wade.
There you go.
He blocked me on Twitter for some reason. I've never said anything bad about him. Yeah, I don't like. I've never said anything but adoring things about Wade Phillips.
But
I think I got drug into a conversation about him, and it wasn't even me.
Oh,
so I think he was just like, I'm not dealing with it. I've never said anything bad about Wade Phillips. Love him.
Oh, the helicopter,
Rosenfels.
There you go. All right, the man that is going to induct
Kubiak.
Andre. Yes, sir. There you go. Man, that was a cool game, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I figured we'd try out a little bit of, you know, guess game. You
respect
know?
Being able to get Bill O'Brien removed from your memory,
you know,
man.
I'm telling you.
That's
impressive. I don't think about him. I really don't. I try, you know, to not even think about that
guy. He was the king for a while, man.
Oh, man. You know, you say king, I just say pain in my ass.
King Bill.
He was.
That's what I called him. I called him King Bill.
King Bill, huh?
Yeah. Not fun.
Got this our third segment here is it's going to be just a little bit about fan interaction, you know.
Okay.
Like what are some of the cool moments that you've had with fans as far as that goes, you know?
Yeah,
like
I just think anytime you tailgate, I think the tailgating is fun. I enjoy the Nuff Said tailgate.
Absolutely.
I like when you talk to listeners that listen to the show. Some of the coolest interaction, though, like, and this is kind of weird, but at the draft party 2 years ago, I thought it was really cool when people recognize you from your YouTube channel that don't even know that you're on the radio.
Right.
I think that's the coolest thing, because I almost felt creepy, because these two kids came up to me and they were like 17, 18.
Right.
Like at different times. And they're like, man, I listen to your YouTube channel all the time. And I'm just looking over there like,
you don't know.
They're like acting all like nervous and stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, how old are y'all? They're like, well, I'm about to be a senior in high school and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, apologize for coming over. And I'm like, brother, you just made my day. All of the sports radio listeners are like 60-year-old dudes. Like this, like at least we got like some sort of like
Larry
young
from
crowd
Stafford,
going on.
Like.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I think anytime you can talk to fans, especially if they disagree with you or if they agree with you, I think it's fun. But I think the tailgate and the game day atmosphere is 100% the best.
Do you ever get any like hate mail or
for
I
sure?
Mean, I mean,
for sure, you'll get
sure you
some
get
DMs.
Fan mail too. I mean, everybody you know liked your shows and things like that, but I mean, hate mail, where does that come from?
Yeah, you'll get like DMs or something like that, or random comments or texts
no
and
death
stuff
threats,
like that.
Though.
It's part of it though. You know, it's all fun, it's all passion. You know, the right. biggest compliment that you can get in this biz, and I think a lot of people don't really understand this, is if you get the same person talking crap to you 5 days in a row, because there's going to be people that love you. But if this guy's talking about how much you suck,
right,
and he's telling you every day from whenever you're on, it's like, right. well, he's following along a little bit, you know?
Kind of
so,
like with Hannah and the jerseys, man. I mean, I was like tuning in just to kind of hear that kind of
well,
stuff.
Well, she
you know?
Came in. Hannah came in. It was funny. So Hannah comes in, and Hannah comes from a large family. Mm-hmm. So she's used to talking crap. Like the person who's talked the most crap to me in my life has been like my mom and my dad and like
right.
my aunts and uncles. So Hannah's kind of like cut from that cloth. So she walked into the studio and she's like, I got receipts. I stayed up last night and watched your stream, and I'm going to call you out. And I was like, okay, let's go.
What was going through your mind? You're like sitting here going, man, how am I going
to
control this moment? Or
no, I think it's great, because I think they do listen. Like I know that Hannah does listen. She follows the squad, and I think it's good. And I think she likes to talk trash. I like to talk trash.
Right.
I've told her, I hope that you don't become like the target whenever the Texans
right.
lose, like
right.
to you know, that that opposing fans are just, you know, going at Hannah, but I think she's I think she's good for the fan base, and I think she interacts with fans, cares about what guys are saying and stuff like that. So I think I think they do definitely listen, like whether it's talking about Easterby and like talking about some of the stuff that maybe he's saying that they probably don't know he's saying. I think she listens to that, and I mean she's told me before, she's been like I'm spying on you, you know, type of thing. I remember when they were doing the coaching search thing, I think me and Lopez were getting in an argument because Lopez wanted Sean Payton as head coach.
Right.
And you would have had to trade draft compensation. I wouldn't you couldn't pay me to take Sean Payton. I don't want that creep around the squad. So we were getting in arguments about Sean Payton and stuff, and he was talking about like it's Sean Payton and a bunch of misfits. And we went to the press conference. It was the first time that we were talking about uniforms. Right. It was during the coaching search. First time that Doug said that, and it was with the media, they were going to have uniforms. And I'm sitting there, and Hannah comes up to me. She's like, oh, you hate Sean Payton, don't you? And I was just like, yeah, I do. I'm not a fan.
Right.
Yeah, but she really is, like, I think a lot of owners pretend like they're men or women of the people. She really is. She really does ride and die this. And I think she's like a perfect mix with Cal. I think they're a perfect balance. I think they're a perfect team because he's kind of, you know, he's not a quiet man.
He's not a man of a lot of words.
Very quiet, authentic guy. And she's kind of, they rub off of each other. And I remember looking over at him. I remember when Cal, before he got, and I think you noticed, like he's gotten a lot more comfortable speaking.
Yes.
I remember like one of the more endearing things for me was I was getting ready in the side studio because we interviewed him in our show, and they stayed with Sean and Seth on the beginning. Mm-hmm. And you could kind of see Cal struggling a little bit because I thought his dad kind of got headline porned a lot, where I think he would say stuff and then like telephone tag would happen and he would get attacked. So I think he kind of watches what he says.
Yeah.
But you look over and you see Hannah kind of rubbing his back, in a comforting way as she's talking, and they're going back and forth, and she jumps in. And I just thought it was really endearing. I think they're a really good team. And I like that she talks crap. I like to talk crap, and I like to be held accountable for what I say. So I enjoy talking to Hannah a lot.
I think one of the cool moments that I had with Hannah was at one of the training camps, and there was a lady there that was wearing a Deshaun jersey. She looked over, and I, you know, we were talking about the whole, like, you know, Deshaun's gone now, you know. I think that's when they did the buy back the jersey, you know, they did the whole buy back the jersey. Yeah. You know, and it was like, you know, we're fixing this right now. You know, we're going to take this. She literally took the lady aside. She's like, listen, I give you a free shirt right now. Just take that off, you know? And I was like, go Hannah, you know, like, absolutely, man. She was just like doing whatever she could to get that out of the view of anybody, you know? And so I was like, man.
Yeah.
But, cool player moments. Like, what would you say out of like your experience? I mean, cause I know you've interviewed a lot of players. You've spent a lot of time with things like that. Is there like a moment that you have where you're just like, man, this was a cool moment for me?
Yeah. I mean, we've pretty much interviewed, all of, you know, everyone since from like 2016 to now. I thought it was cool when, like JJ messaged me after I left 610. I thought that was really, really nice. So, that was cool. Really, this is not like a good thing, but it's one of my favorite moments was when Jack Easterby tried to invite like local media to a dinner, and it was like a 10-person dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did like a whole thing on this, but it was like, it was really weird because he was basically just like saying a bunch of stuff that was just so ridiculous. It was about whether it was about players, whether it was about coaches. Like, he's basically like taking all these media people when he thinks it's just going to be like a nice dinner. It was like in a back room and stuff like that. And finally I just like gassed him up. Like, I was just gassing him up for like 40 minutes.
As
just
you
like,
should.
Yeah. And I that was pretty fun, to be honest with you. And I remember,
You get anything out of it though? Like, by gassing him up, do you feel like you,
I think he kind of got exposed a little bit.
Good.
Like, I think he kind of got exposed a little bit, with some of the stuff that he was saying. And I think that it was it kind of backfired on him a little bit, but yeah, that was funny. It was pretty funny to see that.
Well, let me ask you, I know you just mentioned JJ, and I've had people ask me like throughout the past week and a half, and I'm just like, I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
what scenario,
what is he getting big for then?
Right.
Like what is he why do you have 13 bars on the squat rack? Like what are you doing that so you can hold your puppies and kid? What is he doing?
I mean, but what's the scenario? What's the scenario he comes back?
Where he can avoid training camp and come in and be like an extra guy that doesn't have to play X amount of snaps, 50 plus snaps, and can just come in and rush the passer and still have a little bit of football left and be a productive player. You put JJ out there with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter in just obvious passing downs. And the other thing about it is this, like when JJ left here, he didn't anticipate that they were going to be good this quick.
Right.
So, I mean, like, and none of
he
us
thought
did.
He was just going to kind of ride off into the,
yeah,
you know.
And who knows how long it would have taken. But, I mean, my whole thing is this. What are you lifting? What are you doing power squats for and power cleans for,
right,
and showing, like, your calves and stuff? Like, right, what is that for? Because he got real skinny when he first stopped.
He did.
He got real skinny. Yeah. Like, so
I mean, you could see, like, even the bone structure and everything when he was doing all,
yes,
that. I mean, he had thinned down a little bit, you know, so I was like, okay, maybe he is going to retire. But then you still don't retire. The words retirement haven't literally came out of his mouth yet. So,
and he's teasing it too.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. Like, well, he's not as bad as like JJ flipping tires at 2 a.m. on Hard Knocks,
right,
and like singing Fort Minor or whatever, right, the hell it is. But he does seem to enjoy at least the speculation,
yeah,
about playing.
And I saw some commercial where he's on with a bunch of the players and they were talking about like when did they know that they were done, you know? And he was like, oh, I think I knew it was done because, you know, I know that everybody runs out of gas, you know,
yeah,
or whatever. And I'm like,
he was still good,
but you're not out of gas. You know you're not out of gas. But so my thing is like, I don't know how that rule goes. Does he have to play snap one of game one?
No,
or
what, no.
when do you pick up the phone and call, hey JJ, let's go? Do you wait to like you're getting
months.
Ready to go into the playoffs?
You can go months. You can. I mean, he could just come
because
in
you have to play so many. You have to play so many games to be able to participate in the playoffs and stuff that like too. Don't you?
Yeah,
know,
but it's not that. It's not that long. Like,
right,
you could,
okay,
sign him very late in the season.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just like, what are you doing? Like,
right,
what is that? Is that fun? Like,
right,
is it fun to lift?
I mean, but it's
1,000 pounds
to me.
And,
that's
like
the wrestling thing, though, man. It's like not hearing the Ultimate Warriors theme music for like 10 years, and then all of a sudden the beat hits, and then
Ultimate
all
Warrior
of a sudden,
came out like four, come came right, back like four times.
Yeah, that's
though,
what I'm saying.
See?
Dude,
he came
JJ
back like
can
four
come
times,
back at least once. You,
yeah,
know what I'm saying? Like, play his theme music, you know?
What
turn
is,
down
what
for
JJ's?
What?
Oh, that's,
I mean,
that's what we're going to turn down
though,
for what?
Oh, yeah, turn down for what, and JJ just walks through the tunnel.
Okay,
at
we're going
time,
wrestling
comes
style.
Out just be like,
yeah,
you know, just come out and just flag waving, whole American Patriot, Hulk Hogan kind
there
of thing.
There would be
you
a
know?
Role for him, man.
Dude,
like, there
roof
would be a role
would
for
explode.
Him. Oh, it's going to explode anyway.
Yeah, because it's barely
that's
holding on.
That's the other thing. It's
going to
explode
right
with or without you, my friend,
right,
JJ.
Oh, yeah,
so,
it is.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I mean, and we're going to be playing with the roof off for at least until October, from what I heard. So,
you know, he's jealous right now, though, like of all the hype and stuff. I mean, not
dude,
in a bad way, but like he knows what it's like in this town. And even when
yeah,
he was at his best, it was kind of helpless.
Right,
because
man,
you're sitting there and you're like, man, my quarterback sucks.
There's nothing
like
more
I
than
have to intercept a pass and I have to get like 3 sacks for us to win.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, and I'm obviously not talking about Schaub. I'm, you know, we're going like
yeah,
Osweiler and
yeah,
all that, but in Hoyer, all that, but it now you
haul,
have like the quarterback that you've been dying for.
Yeah.
You got the buzz, you got the star power.
Yeah.
He's got to be just sitting here.
You got a defense that's going to be lights out.
Yeah, I think
I
the
mean,
defense is going to surprise people.
Yes.
I
mean,
sure,
the only add, just the cherry on the top, would to see, you know, to watch JJ come back and play one great season and us actually do the thing that nobody wants to talk about, but everybody believes we can do.
Win the bowl? Is that what you're saying? Why can't you say that?
What? I'm trying to.
Are you like the don't talk about the no hitter
hey,
guy?
Hey, man, I'm the guy who throws salt over my shoulder.
You
know what I'm saying?
Like, say
I spilled the salt shaker at
the you
got to
win the bowl eventually, right?
Of course,
with
you got to win it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean,
you're not jinxing it.
But I'm not, you know, but I'm manifesting it. That's what I'm trying to
okay,
do. I'm just, you know, it's in my head.
I didn't know
I'm
you were superstitious like this.
Not that I'm superstitious.
Do you like have to put your paint on a certain way before the game?
Really?
Yep. What do you got to do?
So it all comes into the color. It now? It
yeah,
takes me about 15 minutes to do.
Okay.
Where when I first started doing it, it took about an hour. now, I mean, hell, I can do it like a woman, you know, wearing, putting her makeup on, driving a car, you know, like I can, okay. I can do it like that if I need to, but,
I want
to
see you do that.
I've done it.
Cause I'm throwing a challenge flag on that. I want to see you do that tomorrow.
Let's film it.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Come film on. Yourself going
no,
to practice.
No. Let's go live. I want you to film it and watch me do it while I'm driving.
No, I will do it.
And so if we wreck, you're going down with me. We're driving your car. Man, dude, this has been amazing, man. I've enjoyed every minute with you, man. I hope we see JJ. I mean, that's to be talking about it and it actually happened would be really, really cool. I wish nothing but the best for you, man. You know, the locker room's going to hit it. I know it is. But, you know, thanks for coming on. Thanks for sharing some time with me. Thanks for coming to the Ultimate Fan Experience, man.
Dude, I appreciate you, man. I'm happy for you. I'm as happy for you as I am anyone because, like I said, Ultimate Fan's always like in his seat an hour early.
Yeah.
Whether they're bad or not,
right.
You've been there.
Fans.
So now they're good.
Get there,
so
man.
He's there.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Thanks for coming, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
See you next week, ladies and gentlemen.